Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is set to meet later today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. Zelensky also set to meet with lawmakers on Capitol Hill during his visit that comes at a critical moment in negotiations for emergency aid to Ukraine. More Americans are traveling on planes or by car this holiday season. Travel is still on the upswing after the COVID-19 pandemic. AAA is predicting over 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles over the last 10 days of the year. It's the highest projection since 2019. Congress remains divided on the issue of national security funding. Republicans in both chambers of Congress say they want stronger border measures to be passed before considering extra aid to Ukraine. Tennessee Republican Congressman Andy Ogles explains why on Fox Business.
You see an increase in crime, increased burden on schools, increased cost on medical system. And so this is unsustainable. And so this idea that we're going to put Ukraine's border before ours is absolute nonsense.
An Ohio woman is pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act after violating an Ohio pro-life pregnancy center in April. The NFL is kicking off its special meetings today in Irving, Texas. The event known as the Front Office Accelerator will wrap up on Wednesday, with the focus being on international play. It's a Scotland woman's lucky day as she picked up a first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone in a bargain bin for around $12. That same book for $12 sold at an auction Monday for $69,000. The woman saying she kept the book for years, thinking it was worthless without a dust jacket. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington, D.C. and asking Americans for more tax dollars. But House Republicans say the focus should be on our southern border. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance discusses a Ukrainian president's comments about the preference for funding the southern border.
This is purely designed to apply pressure on Republicans to give up their fight on the border and write another blank check to Ukraine. I'm not doing it.
Google is on the losing end of an antitrust lawsuit filed by the video game company Epic Games after a jury found the Google Play phone app is an illegal monopoly. Epic Games, maker of the popular game Fortnite, has been fighting Google and Apple for years over how the App Store's payment sharing system works. The company changed its software so customers could pay Epic directly to get around paying Google as much as 30%, and the game was kicked off the Google platform. The House is planning to hold a vote on whether or not to finalize the impeachment inquiry against President Biden later this week. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says he believes they'll have enough votes to move forward with the inquiry.
I do think we're going to get enough Republican votes. There's a couple other people I want to talk to, but I do think we'll get the Republican votes and be able to get all the info. We've got a lot now, and I think it's compelling, as we just talked about.
I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Rick Martin is going to be joining us in just a moment, the chief executive officer and owner of Microgen Diagnostics. Now, this is going to sound a little bit like a David and Goliath story. And too often we see where innovators and opportunities that could come about in this country are stifled because of bigger companies that are to see what's going on and see that, you know, these new ideas could be a jeopardy to their model and what has worked for them very successfully, which means, you know, which puts money into their bank account, right? And they're threatened by any other new idea that may come down the pike. Well, Microgen Diagnostics is a company at the forefront of using next-generation DNA sequencing. I know it's a mouthful. And this is to accurately identify the root causes of chronic infections. Now, do you think that would be valuable? I think so. Rick Martin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm glad we could have you on here so that you can tell your story and help people understand, because sometimes when we talk about science and these conflicts that go on, of course, you know, political interests, other things get in the way here. And so here's your opportunity to give it straight to the American people and explain your case. What's going on?
Well, as you said in the opener, we are a laboratory that specializes in using molecular techniques to identify bacteria and fungus. This was, you know, always thought as the ultimate tool, but it was not practical because it would take a university research lab a month to sequence a sample. It would cost, you know, over $1,000 to do one sample. So it's not practical for everyday clinical decision-making when you go to your doctor, and the doctor needs to know what bacteria or what fungus is causing you to have this inflammation or this chronic infection and feel miserable, and it just affects your whole quality of life. So they need to know, and they need to know pretty quickly, but they have to rely on an 1870s, literally an 1870s, I jokingly say to doctors, what other Civil War era technology are you using still in medicine?
Exactly.
And they're relying on, you know, bacteria to grow. And so this technology, we've been able to overcome the main barriers of cost and time. We've actually taken through multiple committees at the AMA and CMS and actually got CMS to reimburse it at $350, which may sound like a lot to people, but if you do standard culture techniques, you have to do multiple plates. You grow in aerobic bacteria, anaerobic fungus, all of that together costs well over that amount. So we've overcome the barriers of time, delivered in 3.5 days, and cost. Why it's so difficult is because medicine doesn't like to change. You know,
right.
Physicians, once they get into the routine, and they're also really restricted by, you know, when the patients come into their offices, they have insurance plans. They have Cigna, Humana.
Exactly.
And those plans have contracts with the big labs, LabCorp and Quest. Mm-hmm. And they force the doctor to use what LabCorp and Quest has. And LabCorp and Quest don't offer this technology because, frankly, as you said, they make a lot of money doing the old 1870s standard culture technique. And they really don't care if your culture comes back negative and the doctor gives you the wrong antibiotic and you're a woman with a UTI and you're still suffering. They to them, it's not, you know, it's not important enough. But the physicians who may want to do it, they have to overcome that barrier of getting the patient's insurance to cover it. And when the patient's insurance doesn't cover it, you know, patients don't understand. And they get mad because they get a bill. And so the doctor just says, throws up their hands and says, well, I'm not going to deal with this. I'll just go back to the old way of doing things.
Exactly.
And you also have the, quote, naysayers. You know, in medicine, people built their whole career around, you know, the traditional culture technique. And how dare you challenge that, you know, the standard of care. And the best analogy is, you know, scurvy. If people remember scurvy from hundreds of years ago. Well, they figured out that lime juice was the solution, but it took them over 100 years for the British Navy to actually implement it, even though there was solid evidence to say it was an easy way to solve a problem. So now I laugh at doctors saying, this is going to happen. It's here now. You're going to have to change, because the whole concept of growing bacteria, when only 1% of all microbes can even grow in those petri dishes, we can identify them by their DNA, and it's much more accurate, and it allows you to put the patient on the right antibiotic and literally could save their life. Because if you get it wrong, if it's a chronic infection or goes to your bloodstream, it'll kill you.
You're done. You're done. So compared here, I mean, with this 1870, which is amazing to hear this, 1870s technology, like science hasn't evolved and done incredible inventions and understandings, you know, over, what, 130 years, you know, 140 years.
Yep.
And we're going to hold on to this stuff just stubbornly, all because of, you know, the system. And as you say, I mean, the first thing people want to know, well, who's going to pay for it? Well, if you can't get these insurance companies to get on top of this, and so how do you get the insurance companies, Rick, to get on top of this? Is this something that's got to be, you know, pulled through the system because of patients demanding that they utilize, you know, this technology?
Yeah, I think the analogy is like Cologuard. Everybody sees the television commercials for Cologuard. That's a molecular test that looks for a gene that tells you you're at high risk for development of colon cancer. And the insurance companies didn't want to pay for that either. They were smart. It took a lot of money, but they went direct to the patients and educated patients, where the patients came in the doctor and said, I don't want that colonoscopy. I don't want you to put me under for sleep and do that procedure. I'd rather take that test. And so the overwhelming patient demand eventually made the insurance companies, forced the insurance companies to start to cover the test. And I think that's one way. The other way is we have to get the guideline committees. We do make a huge impact on women with chronic urinary tract infections and have helped so many women. And the AUA, the American Urological Association, has guidelines for treatment of UTI. We have got to get them to recommend in their guidelines, hey, when your regular approach of standard culture is negative or the patient's been given an antibiotic based on culture and it didn't work, how about using molecular techniques to try to figure out what's really there? And just getting them to make that change in statement is really hard, but that's what we're trying to do.
And maybe that's a good strategy, Rick, is that you bifurcate your attack and you look at, okay, where do you have the highest chance and opportunity to be successful here? And, you know, women with UTIs, I mean, that is a huge issue. Now, with the current structure, you know, the current program that you're using, not that you're using, but that, you know, the doctors are using, what's the effectiveness of it? What's the plus or minus ratio of effectiveness with the current regimen?
Oh, we actually published head-to-head randomized controlled trials comparing standard urine culture versus our molecular technique in women with UTIs. And it was massive statistical differences between the patients that got their antibiotic based on our test versus the patients that got an antibiotic based on the 1870s culture test. the symptom scores came down faster, and more women were cleared of their infection in our group than the standard culture. That was an outcome study. But even when we published that, it was like heresy to some of these opinion leaders, like, oh, this can't be. Standard cultures have always been the tool. But so we produced the evidence.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Rick Martin after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Cameroon are often forced to hide their faith. Others who are curious about Christ must proceed with extreme caution or risk humiliation and even physical violence. The Tide Ministry is thrilled to have recently reached Cameroon with gospel radio broadcasts. We pray that our programs can both empower believers with positive encouragement and inspire new listeners to trust in Christ. The initial report indicates that programs have been successfully launched in both the Bulu and Fufulde languages. This outreach into remote areas is having significant impact. Approximately 3,000 listeners responded in just the first 2 months, and over 550 made decisions to follow Christ. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
This is great stuff, isn't it? I mean, you know, this is what's going on in our medical field. We know this. You always hear and people think, oh, it's all conspiracies, you know, that there's a cure for cancer. But it's being stifled because of the traditions of the medical field, you know, the medical industry and all that's associated with it. And things like this really bother me. And hopefully they bother you as well. That, you know, ideas and development, I mean, you know, as Rick Martin is explaining, I mean, we're utilizing technology from the Civil War days, and as if science and medicine hasn't advanced over the years to where we know better. And of course, we went through a little bit of this experience under COVID, didn't we, Rick? I mean, in understanding how to measure and look for DNA evidence as opposed to a Petri dish evidence.
Correct. I mean, that's I say to people, you know, the one thing about COVID, one of the positive things about COVID, I guess, is that it educated the world on PCR. People, if you asked before COVID, if you asked, what is PCR? People won't know what PCR is, but now everybody hears the term PCR. Well, that is a molecular test that looks for the signal of the genetic signal of the virus. And so they're not basically trying to grow the virus. They're basically looking for the genes that are tied to that virus, and it can very quickly identify that. So it's fast, it's inexpensive, but it's also very limited. It only looks for what you ask it to go look for. Where next-gen sequencing is like, the best analogy is CSI. When people watch CSI, they see DNA collected at a crime scene, and they see them taking DNA off of a door handle or a weapon. They take it back to the lab, and they basically are extracting that DNA. And then they're having to match it to a database, and that database is actually held by the FBI in Washington that has that they can compare and say, oh, well, we have the DNA from the crime scene. Oh, and this, we have that DNA in the database, so it belongs to this person. So if you're in their database and they collect it at the scene, they know you were there. And now we have the same ability with bacteria and fungus. If we collect the bacteria and fungus from your infection site, we extract the DNA, and then we match it to a database. Our database is one of the largest in the world with 56,000 bacteria and fungus. So we're able to match it to our library and then tell the physician with precision that these are the species that are at your patient's in your patient's sample that are causing. Now that they know that information, they can say, okay, now I know which antibiotics or which antifungals to treat you with, versus before, I was blind. I was guessing. I thought it was, you know, E. coli, but now I'm learning it's not. It's something else.
Yeah, that's when medicine becomes more of a practice, right, than a science, is really what it comes down to. How long have you been doing this?
Our lab's been in existence since 2008. So it's interesting, too. Medicine has been taking their time to adopt this technology, but industry has been using it for far longer. Companies like Procter & Gamble and 3M and Johnson & Johnson, when they develop products, they're related to trying to kill bacteria, whether it's toothpaste or a cleaning agent. They want to see their multi-million dollar investment, how it's working versus bacteria. But they don't rely on culture techniques. They rely on molecular techniques to determine if that new chemical they added to their toothpaste or their cleaning agent is actually having an impact on the bacteria. So that industry has adopted this. They almost laugh at human medicine that they're still in the, you know, but medicine is slowly adopting this technology. But again, to get widespread use of this, and we have patients calling all the time that get frustrated. But we've had patients call and say we saved their life. We had one gentleman with a chronic prostate infection that he had been to four urologists. He had been on multiple rounds of antibiotics. He was in constant pain from the infection and got to the point where he told his wife, he said, I don't want to live like this anymore. My life is miserable. He went to a urologist that knew about our technology, sent a sample in to our lab, got the results back, put him on the right antibiotic, and literally and cured him, got rid of all the problems and symptoms, and brought him back to normal life. And he was so grateful that he got his life back.
How long had he been living with this kind of discomfort?
2 years.
2 years. Unbelievable. And it could have been longer had it not been that he found out about you. Now, this is interesting that industry is already there, but, the healthcare community is lagging. And, this should be a wake-up call, you would think. You know, and at some point where, you know, the healthcare community says, look at, you know, we have to find and be open for better ways and not be so locked down on the things that, you know, we've got already set in the computer, that we just push a button, that we don't have to think about anymore, that we have to be on top of these things, which is interesting, because, I mean, I know a lot of doctors, and they're constantly studying and trying to advance their knowledge, you know, so what you're offering is something that I think doctors in a lot of ways are already there, but unfortunately, if the pay-for model is not there for them, then it becomes problematic, because already the administration process of getting paid by these insurance companies, I mean, it costs them about 35-40%. This is why medical care, you know, continues to increase, because of the administrative expense, not because of the doctor, you know, the doctor care or the procedures necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, not only is it affecting our business, I've read in the last couple of months stories about, you know, rural hospitals and physician groups that they're submitting their claims to these managed care plans and they're getting denied. And they just keep denying them. And then finally the hospitals and the physicians just say, okay, we're not going to take that insurance anymore because we can't get paid. And that's their whole MO is basically around, well, we'll just keep denying them and, you know, maybe we'll deny them so many times and we might end up having to pay a percentage of them, but they just look at it from a financial side. It's terrible. In the end, the patient suffers.
Well, yeah, and then the thing is that if you can get to the root cause faster and treat the ailment more effectively, I got to think that it's cheaper to do that than to use an old system, you know, a Civil War system that is a pig and a poke, right? I mean, because like you say, you're going into this blind and you're hoping that, okay, you're using the right medicine, you know, for the infection. And that's the best you can do with the current, you know, with the technology that they're using, as opposed to what MicroGen has to offer with the DNA evidence sourced information.
Yeah, I went and presented to one of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans to their board and to their medical directors. And I said, let's just focus on women with urinary tract infections, one of the most common infections that we're seeing. And those women are coming into your doctor's offices. You're paying for the visit to the physician. You're ordering a traditional culture. You're paying for that. You're paying for an antibiotic. And then what happens when they come back? Because it doesn't work. And so now you're going to pay for another office visit. You're going to pay for another round of antibiotics. That's the definition of insanity. You keep doing the same thing, expecting a different outcome. And my argument to them was, okay, if you want to do that, fine. But on the second round, don't do it again. Send the sample to us and let us tell you what's there so that you can prescribe the right antibiotic. You will save money.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then also, you got patients that are getting results, plus doctors. I mean, doctors don't want to go and, you know, go round in circles either. I mean, they want to be able to, you know, like all of us, I think it's inherent to our humanity to feel like we're being productive and successful at what we're doing, and if we're failing, and the thing is so frustrating, especially when the technology is available. You mentioned prostate cancer, and that was going to be one of my questions in terms of the analysis because what we have, you know, a system now is they just through a PSA test, I guess, is they measure right cancer deals.
Yeah,
but
sorry,
go ahead.
It was not prostate cancer. It was prostatitis, which is basically
prostatitis. Oh, okay.
When they get into your prostate, your prostate becomes inflamed. Bacteria always cause an inflammatory response, so you get all this swelling. And it's just really, really painful and uncomfortable. And so that's what happened to the police officer I talked about. It wasn't prostate cancer. It was bacteria going into the prostate, causing what's called chronic bacterial prostatitis. Mm-hmm. And this is a very common problem for men. And, you know, they routinely go in and they try to do a culture. They're almost always negative. So the doctor just puts you on, you know, 6 weeks of a quinolone antibiotic, thinking, you know, E. coli, and let's hope it works. And then when it doesn't work, they come back.
Exactly.
You know, the doctor's like, I don't know what to do. This problem in urinary tract infections is so bad that in the last month, I've heard two stories from urologists where women basically went to multiple urologists. They had multiple tests, multiple rounds of antibiotics, and then they go back to their doctor, or they go to a new doctor, and the doctor looks at their history and says, I can't do anything for you. You need to go to a psychiatrist and maybe have to prescribe an opioid for your pain.
Mm.
And two women that I've heard in the last month literally went and committed suicide when they heard this. They just didn't like this anymore.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Can you imagine? Rick, what can people do? We got about 30 seconds left here.
Basically, what you can do is when your family member, friend, or loved one is dealing with a chronic infection, demand that they offer our test and help us with the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, demand that their insurance tell their employers that are making the decision as to which insurance companies they're going to, that the insurance companies should be covering this test.
Exactly. Well, Rick Martin, thank you. Appreciate all the help and information. Take care.
USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The special counsel prosecuting former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim. This as Jack Smith is skipping a federal appeals court and going directly to the highest court in the land to determine whether Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes he committed while in office. President Biden and the First Lady held a Hanukkah holiday reception at the White House Monday night, the president calling on Americans to help stand up for the Jewish community, citing the rise of anti-Semitism nationwide and around the world in recent months.
The surge of anti-Semitism in the United States of America and around the world is sickening. You know, we see it across our communities and schools and colleges and social media. They surface painful scars for millennia.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. You know, it's the second week of Advent, and as we continue to prepare spiritually for the salvation of the world, last week we were reminding that God is our hope, you know, because we can always count on Him. And this week, it's His peace. Are you ready to receive His gift of peace? In talking with Jeff Kemp last week, this was kind of my takeaway, is that we have to prepare the ground. You know, it's kind of like when you go to, you know, plant flowers or plant any kind of seed. You have to prepare the ground to make it ready to receive what it is that you're going to take in. And spiritually, I believe we need to do the same thing. And what came to mind as I was studying more on this after Jeff and I had our conversation last week is that at the very core of it, what we need to do is break up our hearts. Our hearts can be hardened because of hurts of the world and experience and that sort of thing. And it makes us unable to receive. But what breaks up that stony heart, what softens our heart, is repentance. So before we can receive, I believe we need to repent, to be in sync with God and prepare the heart to receive what God has in store for us. I want to bring Jeff Kemp on now, the former NFL quarterback and ministry leader and author, and his new book, Receive. And Jeff, I got to tell you, the timeliness of your book couldn't be more perfect.
Well, I kind of feel like it's the message God's given me for my own life. And I also agree with you that for us to really find God's peace, we have to humble ourselves and say, you know what, I can't run my life myself. The things I've been trying to get hope and satisfaction from won't do it. And I really need to accept and embrace and, quote, receive much more of what God offers of me in Christ and in His Holy Spirit's presence in our life and His grace. We don't get the world fixed, you know. We don't get our circumstances fixed, but we get a peace that surpasses understanding. So receiving is crucial, Bill. It's a great topic, and that's the key to Advent and Christmas.
Well, yeah, I mean, because here we are. I mean, we're 2 weeks away, again, from the reminder of God's greatest gift to His creation. And we want to be ready for it. This is what Advent does. It prepares the ground. It prepares us to, you know, as you say, to receive all that God has to offer. Not just a little piece, you know, but receive everything. But we need to, you know, be humble, as you say, and go through the process, because repentance can be tough, Jeff, right? I mean, you know, you sit there and you think, wow, you know, when I really think about it, I have a lot to repent for. And there's, some religions and, you know, faith models like Catholics, for example, that promote, the sacrifice of confession on a regular basis. And this is something, you know, that I believe that in other cultures, we kind of just think it's okay. We've overlooked, you know, our sins and think that somehow God's going to grade on the curve, or it's okay. But, you know, we fall into that that mindset that Ecclesiastes warns us about, is because sin, the consequences of sin are not immediately rendered. Oftentimes we think it's kind of okay. Maybe that we're kind of getting away with it, or maybe that it really doesn't matter all that much to God. But it doesn't matter the level of sin. Sin is sin, and it's all an aberrant to God. And here it is. He's getting ready to implant in us Emmanuel, God with us. He's going to implant that in us. And are we prepared to allow God to fill us up every area of our spirit, to where we can be, the catalyst and the agent and the carrier of the gospel message that He would want us to be?
And I remember as a young person seeing one of the young leaders at our church explain that if you want to be filled up with God's Spirit, which if you believe in Jesus Christ, the Spirit is in you, but we all know that there's days where we don't live with much of the Spirit's control. It's all our pride and all our selfishness. We get angry quickly. And we don't, you know, spend a thought on God all day long. To be filled with the Spirit is to let the Spirit dominate us. And the person that I was speaking used the illustration of a pitcher of water. And if it was filled with Coca-Cola or iced tea or some other drink, or dirty water, for example, for it to be filled with the Spirit, it needs to pour out the yucky water.
Right.
And then the clean, pure water of the Spirit can fill it. Now, we're not perfect at eliminating our selfishness. We're not perfect at eliminating our pride, our worry, our anxiety, that quick negative comment we make to someone. But all we need to do is tell God we're not perfect at it. Tell Him we are sorry and confess it. And the thing that they were saying that day is, the practice of confession, which is a part of repentance. Repentance says, I want to be different and go the opposite direction. Confession
And basically, you're agreeing with God. That's what confession is.
Right.
You're seeing it as God sees it, right? Yeah, go ahead.
That confession is the key to giving the Spirit full control of you, as if you're the pitcher that was emptied of the Coca-Cola or the dirty water, and then God's Spirit can dominate and fill the whole pitcher. And I think this is key to the idea of receiving. You know, what good would it be to have a gift under the tree at Christmas time, but not to open it and say, oh, thank you, I love this, and then to put that sweater on or that pair of socks, or to utilize that new, recipe book or whatever the person gave to you. So receiving comes from embracing. And embracing comes from saying, I need this. And that's what confession is. I wrote the book Receive to let us know that the way Jesus lived His life, the way He lived His manhood, the way He gained His identity when the Father baptized Him and spoke to Him, was all through receiving. So how wild that Jesus, the perfect one, was humble to continually receive, and yet we, who are imperfect, sometimes we just go it on our own and we forget, I need to receive God's Spirit. I need to receive God's Word. I need to receive God's power. I need to receive His forgiveness and then extend it to others. That's where we gain the peace.
Yeah, and some of this that comes into play, Jeff, is capacity. You know, if you're a 2-gallon hat kind of person, that's all you can hold is 2 gallons. But God looks at you as a 10-gallon hat person. So you got 8-gallon differential here, right? And so what it is as you say, and that's a great analogy, the dirty water that's filling your cup is keeping out the good. And, you know, hopefully this makes sense to our listeners here, because this will bless you. You know, to pause for a moment and think about your own capacity. Are you being a 10-gallon hat kind of person? Are you operating at a 2-gallon hat capacity where you've got just enough of Jesus and you think that's okay, but there's something about it because, see, the Holy Spirit refuses to leave you the way you are. And so, though you may resist and not want to receive, you know, the Spirit's going to continue to knock at your heart, whether it's just by accident that you happen to tune in and you hear what Jeff and I are talking about right now. You know, God's not going to let you go because He designed you for something better. And this is, you know, hopefully revelation to you and broadens your understanding to where your capacity is enlarged. Because guess what? Where we're at right now, Jeff Kemp, I was reading a study, 40% of Americans believe we're in the last days right now. And I got to think that more than ever, there needs to be a sense of urgency about one's capacity to receive the fullness of God's glory, right?
I agree. Think about confessing and saying, God, I want to receive everything you have. And I'd like those people to take a look at the message in the book Receive that's found at jeffkempteam.com, because it starts with receiving your identity, because the result of our salvation. God calls you a daughter and a son. So receive Him this Christmas. And maybe even share that gift as a book received with a friend as a gift or a family member.
This is what counters the culture, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what is needed for a time such as this. Again, Jeff, remind everybody how they can get your hands on your book, Receive.
It's at jeffkempteam.com. And the book is Receive, The Way of Jesus for Men.
Thank you, Jeff. Sponsored by Boston Scientific. By age 60, more than half of men will have an enlarged prostate, also known as benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH for short. Symptoms of BPH can include waking up several times a night to urinate, a weak or interrupted stream, or feeling a sudden urge to go, all of which can disrupt daily activities. Treatment options range from behavior modification and watchful waiting to medications, minimally invasive treatments, and surgery. One minimally invasive BPH treatment option is Rezume water vapor therapy. This procedure uses natural energy stored in water vapor to remove the excess prostate tissue pressing on the urethra, providing lasting symptom relief while preserving sexual function. One study of 255 men showed a 94% overall satisfaction rate with the procedure experience. Here is Dr. Arpit Shah from Associated Urological Specialists to share more about how Rezume therapy works.
Rezume water vapor therapy offers a minimally invasive solution for patients with an enlarged prostate, actively addressing the issue by reducing excess tissue rather than merely pushing it to the side. This procedure can take a matter of minutes to complete in a single office visit. Patients can resume their regular activities within a matter of days and can experience noticeable symptom improvement in just a few weeks. Research has shown the long-lasting benefits of Rezume, with one study finding that many patients have relief from their symptoms through 5 years following the procedure.
As with any medical treatment, there are risks involved. Potential risks associated with Rezume include but are not limited to painful or frequent urination, blood in the urine or semen, decrease in ejaculatory volume, urinary tract infection, inability to urinate or completely empty the bladder, and urgent need to urinate. Talk to your doctor about the benefits and risks associated with Rezume therapy. To learn more, visit rezum.com. Dr. Shah is a paid consultant of Boston Scientific. He was not compensated for his quote within this audio clip.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help.
I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
And we're back with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl. Yes, she's going to be joining us to talk about the latest viral videos. Can you believe here it is, the 12th of December? It is amazing how quick this is going. I don't know, is it getting to be and feel a little bit more like Christmas for you every day? Or is it just another one of those? I don't know. Maybe because I'm here in Florida, but which shouldn't be any different because I was born and raised in California. And so the weather is somewhat similar. You know, you get sunshine. No mountains here where I'm at in Florida. And I mean, it's very nice, very peaceful. But I miss the seasons a bit. And usually, just about this time of the year, I would go to New York just to kind of, you know, get cold and, you know, get into the spirit of it. There's just something about the magic of New York. It used to be. I know it's deteriorated a bit, but, you know, that too shall pass and it'll come back. If not, then, we will experience Christmas in a whole new special way, altogether. So stay tuned for details on that. Samantha Mao is with us now. Hey, Sam, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Hey, you know, I'm hanging in there. I saw the new pictures of Paxi. We got him there. He's, you know, these professional portraits and everything like that.
Yeah.
He's a stud. The kid's a stud, I'm telling you. I mean, he's so photogenic and everything. Wow. Very good.
Thank you. He did so good for his first, you know, I was kind of nervous. You don't know what to expect from an almost one-year-old. You know, sitting in front of a stranger, that could go either way, and he just sat there and loved the lady, so it made it pretty easy. But thank you.
Well, it was cool.
To have the pictures.
Yeah, really well done. Yeah, this is always fun to be able to do that. And sometimes you do. It's a bit of a risk, like you say. He's a 1 year old. What does a 1 year old know? You know, mommy and daddy are paying $5,000 for this sitting. You better do a good job. You know, okay. So. This is part of your college education here that we're using for these photos, buddy. So you better get this straight. Otherwise, if you torment us, we're going to send you to Harvard, and you're going to have to put up with those knuckleheads over there because they seem to be slow in taking care of some of their cultural problems and issues. But anyway, that aside, let's talk about this year's $1 million Secret Santa giveaway. That turns out being more emotional than ever. Gosh, $1 million, boy, that'll light up some emotions right there, Sam.
That's right. So this actually started back in in 2023 in East Idaho.
2023. That's we are 2023. You mean?
I meant 2013.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's a test. I know. You just wanted to make sure I was awake. You know, I haven't quite had, I haven't quite finished my first cup of coffee, but I picked up on that. Okay, so 2013. I just want you to know, I pay attention. I'm listening to what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, so, all right.
In 2013, this started in East Idaho, and it's been an anonymous donor. It started with $100,000 the first year. It's kind of gone up ever since. And Nate Eaton, who's the director of East Idaho News, he's actually been the face of this whole operation. And he's the only one who actually knows who the real donor is. And he said it's a single guy. It's not an organization or a trust or a group of people. Mm. And the guy just wishes to remain anonymous. And this year he's raised it up to $1 million to go to people that live in East Idaho. And in order to qualify to win, some of the money that they give away or the cars, you have to live in East Idaho and you have to be nominated to be a recipient. And so this year they've given away multiple cars.
And,
you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like when you used to see people show up with a check. I can't remember the guy's name right now.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Right, exactly. The Millionaire, I think, is what it's called. Yeah, right.
So it's like you see this guy showing up on your doorstep. And you know that a lot of people are starting to recognize them now. They're like, oh, my gosh, they have special packages wrapped up by another anonymous lady. And then you'll open it up and find out you got a car or you got a check. And since this year was especially hard for people, the donor is giving away $1 million and they started earlier.
How are they picking these people, Sam?
They're getting nominated. So
they
can nominate you.
So the community there in East Idaho, right? They put down their forks and stop eating their baked potato. Best baked potatoes, I got to tell you. Best baked potatoes in Idaho. My gosh! It's like fresh, like the old days, fresh pineapple in Hawaii. There's just something about the potatoes out of Idaho. I miss that. So. If anybody has a case of baked potato or potatoes they want to send me from Idaho, you know, I'm happy to receive them, you know, because.
That sounds delicious. Baked potatoes are one of my favorites.
Exactly.
For example, this guy named Evan, you know, he's a father of four. He works at Walmart, and he was gifted a new van to drive his family around, which I'm sure is a huge deal to him. His family, you know, a father of four, that's a lot of kids. That's a lot of kids to be taken care of. And, you know, when things get. It's like when your money's not worth this month, you know, you're working
exactly.
Hard, if not harder.
Wow.
And your money's not going as far. And
the $1 million Secret Santa is not only, I mean, does he give cash as well as cars, or is it $1 million worth of product? Okay.
He does. He gives away cash too. It just depends on what the people need. So, you know, it's like whatever they're nominated for, what the need is done. And I guess the guy sits there from his home and watches, so they'll like do videos of the people getting the stuff, and he just, I guess he finds his joy in. So we know it's a guy because he did let it slip. It's a guy.
It is a guy, huh? Yeah.
It's a guy. It's a single guy.
Which isn't to say anything bad about women. Like there wouldn't be a generous woman out there. It's just in this particular case happens to be a guy, and he does. And this is a tradition that he does every year at Christmas, right?
That's right, and I think that's so wonderful. You know, you always think, like, what would I do if I had a lot of money? You know, you and I have had this conversation before.
Yes.
Like, what would we do if we were just, like, we won the lottery and had millions or billions of dollars to give away? And, you know, I'm kind of guessing this person who gives so generously every year to strangers is probably doing that throughout the year anyway. This is just one special way.
To some kind of level. Yeah, you're exactly right, because he's a natural giver. And, again, you know, we're reminded how much better it is to give than receive. And for him, probably, boy, does this set the mood for the Christmas season. Let's go on this next story. You've got every third grader receives a new bicycle. Oh, wow. What, did Oprah go to this third grade class? What happened?
That's right. So this is actually in Cumberland County, North Carolina. Old Fayetteville Insurance Company started doing this every year. What they did was the third graders read a book, Think Big, Work Hard, Be Kind, No Excuses. And then they had to write their thoughts in an essay for a chance to win three bikes. And so, you know, they all gathered together in an assembly, and they had different people talk, like London Anderson. She won one of the you know, one of her essays won, and it was about her wanting to be the WNBA, and then there was two more that came along, and they won the bicycles, and then, you know, you could kind of hear the sighs of disappointments from, you know, the 60 other third graders who were hoping to get that new bike. But there were people in the hall with Santa hats just waiting with the new bikes assembled, ready to go. To give away to the third graders and encourage them to keep working hard, because apparently this is a hardworking group of third graders. You know, and this insurance company, they did a similar thing last year at another local school, giving the bikes away like that. But a bike, that will really change your life, especially if your family can't afford one. It's a big deal.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, but what a deal, though. And the fact that they do, you know, kind of rotate it, do a different school so that people don't think that this is an automatic situation, an automatic given. But still, what a blessing for these kids. Like you said, everybody got a bike. Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine what that, you know, what that theater must have been like? You know, that assemblage of all these kids when they realize that they're all getting bikes. Oh, my God.
You get a bike.
I know. You go, yeah, you got, it just went totally Oprah. I mean, this is great. I love it. Well, this next one is nothing works, so this woman turned to a natural enemy of bacteria to save her husband's life. What was that?
That's right. So, so she's an epidemiologist, Steffi Stradthorpe. Her husband ends up getting this super bug, and the situation became really dire really fast because no antibiotics are working. And, you know, that's always a scary thought because the clock really starts ticking and you don't have much time to do anything about it. And doctors were kind of preparing her and her husband for the worst. They're just like, nothing we're getting working. Well, she's an epidemiologist, and she just, you know, what lengths would you go to save somebody you love, you know, your spouse? And she decides she's going to look into...
It might depend on the life insurance. No, not really. I'm just kidding. I'm being a brat.
One,
go ahead.
She loves her husband, and, she, you know, there's nothing she wouldn't do. So she was using a method of using viruses called phages that are naturally designed to consume bacteria. So she ends up pulling together people, like different scientists that study phages from across the country, urging them to like look in like sewage and bogs and all these different things for the right phage that could combat her husband's, you know, superbug. So and she goes to the FDA and gets this all approved. She does it within 3 weeks. It's pretty amazing.
Unbelievable.
To see it happen. And they made it safe for her husband. They injected it intravenously, and it saves his life. And not only did it save him, but it could save countless others in the future. It's like the enemy of your enemy is your friend. The enemy of bacteria.
Uh-huh. Wow. Very, very cool. Well, it's interesting because we spoke with a gentleman this morning, Rick Martin, and what his organization is doing, you know, in understanding, you know, bacteria and infection and things like that. And they use DNA evidence tracing as opposed to the old school, you know, put it in a petri dish and let the, you know, the culture grow and try to figure it out that way. It's really pretty interesting how science is evolving in spite of how, you know, some people would want to get in the way of it. She's Sam's Corner, Samantha Mal. Thank you, Sam. Take care.
Folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letter.